This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, joining us right now as he heads back to NYC, I believe, is our guy, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. He was at Northwest Stadium yesterday. You had a very funny Instagram post. A lot of people in that suite. What up, man? How are you?
First of all, big warning to the many listeners you have who are going to be making this same drive in the next couple days. It is already annoying, and it is Monday.
Really? That bad already?
Wow.
I mean, bro, we left Bethesda a little after 10:15, maybe. It's going to end up being, it looks like 4 hours and 40 minutes. It's bad.
Oh, man.
How long did it normally take you?
I mean, on a good day, under 4:45.
Wow.
I mean, it's looking about an hour worse than usual. And it's Monday morning, so
right.
that's a little worrisome.
Wow.
Speaking of worrisome, what'd you think of the loss yesterday?
It was worrisome. It was very worrisome. I'd say I'm trying to think of what my top takeaway is, besides, of course, just the overall madness. Like, what a ridiculous football game in every way. But, I mean, listen, we have an offense problem. Like, that is a... can talk about the end of the game and all that stuff, and I listen to you guys do it, and I'm happy to do it as well. But the truth is, now you kind of go back to like halfway through the Steelers game, and there is an offense problem on this team. I don't know what's going on with the play calling. I don't know why the receivers cannot catch the football, but it just does not feel like anybody wants to do the quarterback any favors on this football team right now.
I agree with that. I also, speaking of worrisome, are you being surrounded by Harley Davidsons or something? What is going on the road?
Yeah, dude, I just got off my Bluetooth and went to my speaker hoping to be better. It's one of those 18-wheelers that, like, every couple of minutes just does that crazy – it sounds like someone's shooting at me on the trip.
talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, he was at the game yesterday, of course, ESPN New York, fighting the good burgundy and gold fight in the city of Gotham. The offensive regression, the numbers support it. Like, there's ample evidence. Where do you think it comes from? Are you worried about Cliff? Are you worried about Jaden? Are you worried about the O-line? Is it a combination of all of these things?
I got to say, guys, call me crazy. Call me overly optimistic. I don't think it's Jaden. Like, I don't think he looked hurt yesterday.
We don't either.
There were a couple. Yeah, I mean, there was the one ball in the end zone early to Ertz that was a little overthrown. Like, he had a couple balls that weren't perfect. But by and large, like, for example, there was that one horrible drive where on three plays in a row, he
went
had to end up just scrambling right and running out of bounds. And when I watched those plays from the box I was in, like, I could see he had nothing, and I could see him looking at his options. Like, he's still seeing the field. There was nothing home. And then throughout the day, it just seemed like, besides Terry McLaurin, tell me who the reliable receiver is. Team, I don't see that he has one. So I think it's a combination of scheme. Tend as if Cliff Kingsbury has not been criticized in this league before.
Right.
I think it may be a matter of people have figured out the Cliff Kingsbury offense halfway through the season. And then he's getting no help on the plays. And, guys, they finally get a completion over the middle. You think they're going to get something going, and the tight end just leaves the ball sitting on the field. So no one wanted to help the kid out. Please, Washington, here's what we're not going to do. We are not bailing on number five. That kid can play.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's where I'm at, because I see a lot of different troubles, but we always go to the quarterback or the coach. And I think it's a lot more than that. But he got one dude who's going to roll with him. Number 17 going to roll with him anyway he goes. They need to find a way to get him the ball earlier, though.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to Wale after the game yesterday, and he was talking about McCaffrey. And he was saying, you know, McCaffrey is the kind of player where early in a game you got to get someone like him involved. And if someone like him gets involved and gets energy and gets momentum, maybe he's someone who contributes throughout a game. You know what I mean? Like, Terry's the kind of guy who can pop up at any point. Like, mm-hmm. And I think I heard this being discussed on the radio, too. Terry, at any given moment, he can nothing's going on, and all of a sudden he does what he did yesterday.
Yeah.
But there are other guys on this team who need to get going early, and that's not being done. And by the way, I do have to call out our brother, the legend Doc Walker. At one point yesterday, and obviously, listen, guys, it's Doc. It's an emotional game. I know what I'm signing up for when I choose to listen to Doc Walker after a painful loss.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm aware of what I'm getting, but at one point Doc said, and, you know, I've been listening to Doc now for 20-some years, so I know what I'm getting. But at one point someone talked about what a bad loss it was, and Doc said, I mean, is it possible it wasn't a bad loss? It was a great win. No, Doc, it's not possible. That was a bad loss. That was a bad loss.
Dude, Dallas I went Cowboys. On with Doc. I went on with Doc last night, and it was a hell of a hit. It was. I love Doc. I completely do. It almost seemed like he was yelling at me because I said I'm not sure their receivers are good enough, and he said, "Well, go get another one." And I was like, "Well, Doc, that I think they're trying."
That's not how it works.
It was a bad loss, undoubtedly. I think interior pressure is really starting to impact Jaden and this offense because when he was able to escape to the edges, he's got the speed and he's good. But when it's in your face right away, it's a different ball game. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, you can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio, dude. So you posted this video at the end of Terry hitting that 86-yard touchdown and then them missing the extra point. And in the suite you're in appeared to be Jaden's mom, Jay-Z, Wale, Governor Westmore, Matt Rafe, I think the comedian was in there. Where were you? How did you end up there? And what was that scene like?
He's Peter Rosenberg. What you think?
That's a good point.
You know what? That's why B mentioned my guy. I love you, Austin Eckler. That's the only 30 I know right there. First of all, Matt Rafe was there. Is he a Commanders fan?
He was playing a show at MGM, I think.
Got it. By the way, Marshmello was in there too. DJ Marshmello was there as well.
I've heard he is a Skins fan, but doesn't like to let it out there because he's like a Philly guy.
Yeah, he was wearing an authentic Terry McLaurin jersey. Corday was in there as well. It was a lot of people. So I was the guest of Michael Rubin, man. Rubin's been a good guy to me for a long time, and I had seen him a few months ago, and he said, I have a suite. I said, I have a couple of plugs in Washington, and they take good care of me. And he said, my suite's better, I promise. And I said, okay, I will take you up on it, my friend. And so I reached out, and it just happened to be when I hit his assistant up 2 months ago and asked for a game, it happened to be this game. And then that turned into this whatever it was yesterday, which was crazy. And me and my wife ended up watching the entire game with Jaden's family. It was heartbreaking, man. The end of that game, the emotional roller coaster. And I heard what you guys were saying at the beginning of the show about Seibert, and I do think it's fascinating. Listen, B. Mitch is right. If they had tried to go for two and didn't get it, people would have killed Dan Quinn, me among them. But it is crazy that we opted not to kick it last week, but in a game in which he'd already missed an extra point and a field goal, we did not. It was such a perfect storm of terrible. and to me, I just need an answer. Like, is the guy mentally not right, or is the hip still bad? But obviously yesterday was crazy sweet to be in there. I'll tell you one thing about Jay-Z. Locked in to football. That man had the iPad, was watching all the games and our game intently. He was like very dialed in.
Wow.
in a way I did not expect. And hilarious moment at the end of the day, as we're about to leave, I ran into him, and my wife is a huge Jay-Z fan, and I have a nice enough rapport with him, and I introduced my wife, and the only words out of her mouth when they shook hands, she just said, "I love you," to him. That was it. I've never heard someone drop the L bomb. No, he seemed flattered.
I mean, for you.
Listen, I was still geeked about meeting Wes Moore, who was a lovely, lovely guy.
Oh, he's cool as hell,
governor before.
He's cool also really good at picking football games.
Oh, really? He knows the game too?
Dude, he comes on this show every week.
We have him on every Friday. He makes 5 picks a week. I haven't checked all the games from yesterday because I think he's waiting on the Monday night or tonight, but he was 34-20 coming into the weekend. Yeah, he's good.
Well, listen, I saw him and I said, "Hey, no pressure. Nice to meet you. Go ahead and just save our democracy." Thanks, Gov.
Dude, how long have you known Jay-Z?
Honestly, since pretty early when I got up to New York, I first interviewed him, I think, in 08 or 09. And then a few times subsequently, I hadn't seen him in a few years, but I had a funny memory yesterday when I saw him because I met him probably 5 times at some point, and I ran into him at a J. Cole show. And when he walked by me, we dapped each other up, and I said, "Hey, man, it's Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97. This is back. This is like 2012. And he's like, "Bro, stop introducing yourself to me every time you see me."
Yeah, that's how JP do like, every time he meets people.
I do that
he
also.
Tell them who he is again. They know who you are.
Who am I to assume that Jay-Z remembers who I am? Like, I've been meeting this guy since I was Tigger's intern in 1998.
Wow, so in the basement.
After 14 years, he was like, "Hey, man, I remember you now." So it was very – listen, I like to pretend to be cool, guys. I am still tickled that I got to, say what's up to him. He knows who I am, and I got to introduce my wife. It's pretty cool.
I get that. If you need support, I can tell him that I remember you wearing a Reasonable Doubt T-shirt back in high school in the mid to late 90s. So –
No. He knows I'm the real deal. Okay. That's why I think he has a respect for me, is because he knows, there are a lot of Jay-Z fans. I'm of the first sure. generation of Jay-Z fans.
Rockefeller, y'all. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
I have some good news and some bad news about our BCC Barons, if you care.
They made the playoff and then they lost.
Well, Brian spoiled it. They made the playoffs in football. And I think won a round and then had to go up North Montgomery County and play Quince Orchard and got their doors blown off.
This guy asked you to go with him. You didn't go, Jay?
Nah.
when was the last time that they made the playoffs in football? They don't do that very often.
I think Tosin Adeboyku was playing. I don't know. It's been a while, dude.
By the way, that was a hell of a year. Year was amazing,
it was
bro.
A hell
I think
of a
we
year.
Were. They were like 9-1 that year or something. It was incredible.
Yeah, and then that team from Frederick came down and just things changed.
It's always those teams from out 270 that come and mess us up.
Yeah, man. Corn fed. Thank you, Peter.
270 teams, yeah.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate you. Safe
Happy
travels.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right, bro. Take care, Pete.
Happy Thanksgiving, Peace. Buddy. I mean, what a scene yesterday.
Yeah, better start taking them dudes out there, them BCC boys, and go left, drop them in the country.
We're not built for that.
Yeah, too close to the city.
We're not built for
get
it. Get
the country
there.
Boys, baby.
Yeah. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Babe Laufenberg joins the program.